This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today. You ready for a riddle, Don?
I've been living 53 years of a riddle. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, you don't have to answer this either, but our fine listeners can. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here. Todd, the radio god Mitchell. The whole gang ready to go for another edition of What's on Your Mind? The name of the show proves to you how bad we want to know what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Here's my riddle. If you're a candidate for the lone U.S. House seat in Montana and you body slam a reporter, does that cost you votes or gain you votes?
Depends on the reporter, I suppose.
Well, it's Montana. It's Montana. I think my theory has been proven on this. I have my theory, and I'd welcome yours, but MSNBC's Brian Williams was doing a show late last night, like the 11 o'clock hour. And they are just salivating over this story. I mean, never mind the suicide bomber in England and ISIS rampant and, President Trump on this foreign trip. Never mind any of that. No, set every big story aside, the budget and health care and the CBO score and all that stuff, set all of that, because we have a Republican candidate for Congress in trouble. And the media is so bad. They're just itching to be able to have one of these congressional seats, these special seats, go against what everybody thinks they're supposed to do. In other words, this is a Republican seat, right? This is, the seat in Montana, previously held by Ryan Zinke, who was asked by President Trump to be his Secretary of the Interior. So they got an open seat. And they want all these, they just want so bad to say, see, people hate Trump. Look, they hate Trump. So they love these stories. So they just breathlessly reporting on MSNBC. And Brian Williams says to a reporter who called in from Montana, have you had a chance to gauge reaction on the ground yet? He said, well, we were over here and we had to go there. So we're 200 miles away and we're going 80 miles an hour down the interstate. We did stop for gas. We went to one convenience store. I asked the clerk what she thought about the whole deal, and she said the candidate sounded like, quote, her kind of guy. He sounds like my kind of guy. So total air out of the balloon right there on live national television. It's kind of fun. Oh, shoot. But I'm serious. It's Montana. Now, let me be clear. This is not a good move by this congressman, this candidate for Congress. He clearly has got some issues he needs to deal with. He's a little touched, to the point, look, no matter how much you dislike that reporter or the reporter's actions, you can't body slam him, bust his glasses, and then expect everything to be hunky-dory. Sounds like he's going to face a misdemeanor charge over this and another investigation, but the election is today. In Montana. So, Montanans, who I know we have a nice chunk of, especially in the eastern end of the state listening, I want to know what you think about this. And is my theory crazy that this might, I think he'll get more votes than he'll lose out of this. I do. And I'm saying that because it's Montana. Montana. That's my particular take, but I'd like yours. I also want to spend some time today talking about how we define compassion in this country. In your everyday life, you're a farmer, rancher, shop owner, teacher, take your pick of professions. You're just an average, everyday North or South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. How do you deliver compassion? the swamp, known as the political elite in Washington, D.C., defines it in a very odd way, in my mind. Very odd way. Let me give you an example. Here's a montage of some comments that have been said from everybody from the mayor of New York City to Bernie Sanders to members of Congress about the Trump budget. Listen.
Trump budget is a comic book villain bad budget.
Senior citizens will lose perhaps the one nutritious meal a day they get.
It is not an overstatement to say that some children will die because of this.
This administration and Republicans in Congress are mounting an onslaught against the needs of children and people with disabilities, women and seniors.
I've never seen anything as hateful and abominable as this.
Now, what is this? This, number one, is the first serious effort to reduce our debt. I would argue something that is A, immoral, and B, one of the greatest threats to younger Americans today, a $20 trillion debt. They're arguing that all these terrible things, I mean, the comic villain bad, you know, Chuck Schumer line to people will die from the mayor of New York City to Hillary Clinton's, this is just a pile on. To them, money is compassion. I correct that. Somebody else's money, your money, is how they define compassion. They prefer to take from you and give to others, and that's compassion. How do you define it? What advice would you give those people who think compassion is writing a check? I'm curious what you think about that. Other things in the headlines, 10 folks in the running for the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, including the current chairman who decided to change his mind and stay in that run for re-election, Dave Archimbault. And horses and cattle being seized, Gladstone rancher accused of abusing and neglecting 90 animals. A couple of things happening in North Dakota. Forum of Fargo-Moorhead headline here, where should Fargo build its convention center? New study says it ought to go by the Fargo Dome. But that debate's happening. And Moorhead is jumping up and down because they got $1 billion in a bipartisan bonding bill for an underpass. Some bucks for some infrastructure. So a couple of things happening on the local front. Bismarck Tribune also had a story about millions more will be uninsured with the GOP health care bill. That's another issue that I think has gotten really been demagogued, something terrible. First of all, if I came on the air every day and predicted something about what was going to happen the next day, and it didn't happen, and then I did it again the next day, a different thing I predicted, it doesn't happen, and the next day I predict something, it doesn't happen, how many days does it have to take for you to go, his predictions have no credibility? I'm not going to rely on him as a source anymore. Wouldn't take too many, would it, before you'd say, this is crazy? The CBO has been wrong more than they've been right. And what you're seeing a lot of headlines on today on the American Health Care Act, this is the replacement for the horrific Obamacare, where premiums went up. When deductibles went up, when people who, quote unquote, had health care didn't have health care because of the cost of it, companies pulled out of markets, it was a disaster. Not affordable, according to Mark Dayton, the governor of Minnesota, the very liberal governor of Minnesota. Okay, bad news. So something has to replace it. So the protectors of the Obamacare status quo are now using CBO to say, all these people are going to be without health care. They're without health care now. They're losing health care by the minute now. Coverage is flying away because it's terrible. This is designed to fix it. So my point is, don't pay attention. Don't pay attention. They've been wrong too many times before. Couple things on my mind. What's on yours? Jim in Montana. What's going to happen tonight? A special election.
Good morning. Say, I'm driving through from Dickinson to Bismarck, and, you know, Greg Gianforte just lost the governor's election in a very close race to the incumbent, and this is going to help him. The reporters have really been dogging him. I agree with you. The national people want to see an upset here, but, you know, you travel through Montana. You've got a lot of listeners out here in the east. I happen to live in Missoula, which is quite liberal in comparison to the rest of the state. And even in Missoula, there's a lot of pushback for how aggressive these reporters have been. So couldn't agree with you more. And I would expect him not only to win, but win really handily in Montana tonight.
Interesting. All right. Love it, Jim. Thanks for a first-hand report from somebody from Montana driving through the great state of North Dakota. And we're glad you found us. Listen, with our 550 K-Fire. 1460 KLTC and Diggers at 1090 KTGO and 1100 The Flag. More of your calls after this, friends. Let's go.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Welcome to another edition of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Today's guest, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer. Our question, were the Dakota Access Pipeline protests well-planned and orchestrated, or just a grassroots organic event?
Well, it was definitely planned from the very beginning. I don't think at the very beginning that it was meant to maybe turn into what it turned into. This is just me as I went through this here. As the people started coming and, you know, the word got out and what they wanted to do, it was definitely organized as far as some of the social media stuff. The biggest thing is that it really turned from the pipeline to attacking law enforcement, you know, and the people that were trying to keep this legal. And then the next step was to attack, you know, us and then try to do everything they possibly could do. And that is what really, I guess, for a lack of better terms, you know, sells papers.
Keep listening for more episodes of the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. And thanks for listening.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Chat with Doug Hilly coming up in a little bit. Morton County Rancher. Talk about the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, another of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes today on the program. So stay tuned for that coming up. Doing those once a week so we can set the record straight on that very unfortunate chapter in North Dakota history over the last year. Also going to check in with Jerry Simmons. He's the executive director of the National Association of Royalty Owners. and get his take on where things are at in the oil and gas industry these days, and also tell you about an event coming up next month in Bismarck, the North Dakota chapter of the National Association of Royalty Owners holding their annual convention, and we'll give you details about that. Chris Berg from Point of View, you watch him on KX4 and on West Dakota Fox, and we're going to talk about a couple of things in the news today, too. So stay tuned for all that coming up on the program on the What's on Your Mind today, brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And if you head into PetroServe USA today, I'd have a few cookies if I were you. I really would, because these are the best cookies in town. So the next time you gas, you need gas, and your groceries, pop, a car wash, PetroServe USA help. Your day start perfect with a hot stuff breakfast burrito, Lewis and Clark coffee. Those are great. And one of the specials this month, the Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Fuel. You get it, Todd? F-U-E-L. You with me, Todd? I know you are.
I'm with you.
He knows I didn't say make you feel better, but fuel better. Anyway, let's go to Bruce in Harvey, North Dakota. Bruce, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Just working up here on the farm in Harvey here. By the way, congratulations on your daughter's graduation. My son turned 31 today, Chaz Hager. You know Chaz. This is Bruce Hager, by the way. So it's good to be on your show.
Thank you thank you for the congrats. It was a fun night. Her mom cried more than I did, but I did shed a tear or two. Could just see her in that you know, kindergarten chair and desk, and all of a sudden it's cap and gown time. So hard to believe. And we have a graduate from middle school today, as a matter of fact. So we have Haley going from middle school to high school. So busy spring for us. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where you're talking about the deal with health care. And one of the concerns that I had with this is that, you know, I don't know about everybody else, but our premiums went just nuts. And on top of it, we had a $6,600 deductible. Well, I was talking to one of my friends that's a doctor in Fargo, and he said that his waiting room's empty. People can't afford to use their insurance. You know?
No, that's what I'm saying. And some of those people with high deductibles can't afford to use their health care, so they don't have health care coverage, right? Yet they're listed as having health care coverage. So, and I have to tell you, Bruce, every time we talked about Obamacare on this program and said, good, bad, and different, you know, tell us what you think. Did you like it? Did you not? Every time there were horror stories. Now, I will say one out of 20, you'd hear from somebody who had a really tough situation that didn't previously had health care, that now had the peace of mind of having health care, which is great. And to my mind, you don't, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater. Make sure, you know, the idea, the whole premise of Obamacare was to take care of people that didn't have coverage, and it ended up doing the same thing. So go back and fix the problem the right way and take care of the small sliver of folks that were helped by Obamacare.
You know, just to add to that, you know, just because somebody, you know, was born in the anti-lottery and doesn't have, you know, has pre-existing conditions, I think they certainly should be taken care of, and we got to find a way to handle that. But I also don't believe that people who have never had coverage and don't and haven't carried coverage should be able to be in a situation where now everybody who's been paying for insurance all along ends up having to pay for their mistakes. And I mean, there's got to be a way to not put that burden on the people who have paid health insurance their whole life, and now all of a sudden the premiums that they're paying renders it nearly useless.
Yeah, all
you know,
good
it
point.
Just doesn't make sense.
Good point, Bruce. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Others, welcome. Telephone number is 258-0550. You can text Todd at 367-2054 or me at 367-2054. Here's some comments from listeners, sometimes by text, sometimes people just won't show any respect until you body slam them. Referring, obviously, to situation in Montana. I'll say again.
I still say he's a future WWE wrestler, wrestling manager or something.
I'll say again. I'm politically speaking, there's a lot of people that would agree with that statement, and that's why I think this person gains more votes than he loses. But this guy shouldn't have done what he did.
Right.
Even with a reporter barging into an office and being rude, reporters are rude. And by the way, a lot of times these reporters are trying to provoke this kind of stuff. They're jerks. But you can't take the bait. Kill them with kindness. Another texter, did Pajama Boy reporter cry? There's very little empathy for this this fellow today. Very little empathy. Another texter, I'd vote for him just for that. It's something we all would love to do to the fake press for like a year now. I don't want to physically hurt him. I do want them to get it right. I do want them to repent of their biased, ridiculous ways.
Why do reporters, and they're not necessarily the only ones, but why do reporters get a pass when they do that kind of crap? Where's the outrage on them?
Well, I agree. That ought to be pointed out. But it's
granted, we do hold congressional people to a higher, politicians to a higher standard of behavior. They don't get to retaliate. I get that. But at the same time, if you're a reporter barging in like that dude did, hey, wait a minute. Where's the outrage on that?
Knowing what we know now, though, I mean, there's not really an equal here, right? You got a reporter barging in, shoving a microphone in the reporter's face, and him telling him to leave, and he doesn't get away, and then gets body slammed and glasses broken. And, you know, the candidate crossed a different line. This texter from South Dakota says, Montana candidate, I predict that he will vote on the floor of the Congress and not sit on the floor and pout. All right. Where is Stuartsdale? That's where Marty is calling from. Hey, Marty, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for the show. I guess my relatives in Montana are finally going to be proud of a candidate that has a little bit of guts. And, Scott, about your comment of kill him with kindness, well, you can't kill him with kindness, but you can in a duel.
Well, yeah, like a duel with guns?
Swords?
Whatever. I mean, look at our past presidents. Look at what our politicians have become. I'm not saying they should be shooting it out, but they ought to have enough gusto to at least slap them in the face with a glove once in a while.
Yeah, just point out where they're wrong. You're never going to get anywhere physically assaulting somebody. That's all I'm saying. But I don't disagree politically. He's not in any trouble from this. Where's Stuartsdale anyway, Marty?
Oh, southeast of Bismarck.
All right. Got to put it on the map. Thanks for calling. Love hearing from new places. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen and customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Plan for you next week. We're going to be broadcasting from the Drone Focus Conference. It's a platform for folks to build business, build knowledge, get in a room to network with fellow enthusiasts and learn more about what's going on in our region with drones. And the answer is a lot going on each day next week. So, we're broadcasting live from that Drone Focus. If you want to find out more, you can go to emergingprairie.com and click on the Drone Focus link. May 31st, June 1st. Industry professional student pitches, a Drone Focus fest, lunches and training, and May 31st is actually National Autonomous Vehicle Day. And that's actually the first one ever. It'll be announced at Drone Focus. It's a big deal. So, anyway, should be a lot of fun. And North Dakota leading the way on that as well. So we're looking forward to being there. Very much. 27 before the top of the hour. Let me get Jerry and Moorhead in here, and then I'm going to bring in our guest and do another in our series of the Dakota Access Pipeline Protest Radio Histories. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. You're talking about health insurance. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, if the government had fixed the auto industry the way they fixed the insurance industry, we would have been required to buy a new car every 5 years. I mean, if you look at it, you know, for what I'm paying for health insurance now that I'm on Cobra, I'm paying over $1,700 a month for health insurance. That's like buying a $20,000 car every year and not even being able to take it off the lot. And now you have Governor Dayton in Minnesota wants to raise sales taxes on tabs for anything over $20,000. Man, it's ridiculous on how much we're getting taxed.
It is. So I don't know why the resistance to maintain the status quo there clearly has been an absolute disaster and not a focus on, say, let's roll up the sleeves and make it better. You know, what can we do? So that, you know, the right now it's sort of like a line in the sand defending Obamacare.
Look at it this way. Would you want to pay the same premiums for auto insurance as somebody who's had 5 DUIs and crashed 3 cars just so that he can have a premium he can afford?
That's another good way to put it. Absolutely. Jerry, appreciate the call. Thanks. And we're going to continue to follow this closely for you, friends, here on What's on Your Mind. More on the Montana situation, healthcare, budget, anything else you want to chat about after we visit with our next guest. Doug Hilly. Doug is a Morton County rancher, and I got to know Doug after hearing some of the stories on this program. People would call and say, hey, I live on a ranch south of Bismarck Mandan, here's what's happened to us. And I heard one story after another, and I just, you know, the blood rushed to the top of my head. I was so furious. Got a hold of Doug, and I said, how much of this is happening? He said, how many stories do you want? So I had the opportunity to go down there in the middle of this and hear firsthand from a lot of these ranchers. And that's when I said, hey, look, we're not going to do anything but until everybody knows this is going on. Because much of this was ignored in the newspapers and the evening news stories. You didn't hear a lot about it. Here and there, everywhere else. And unfortunately, that's the story of the Dakota Access Pipeline. There is one narrative that we know to be true from a collection of law enforcement and farmers and ranchers and government officials and, you know, all the data, and another that was in the media, which is why we're doing this. So we can unearth the truth to make sure it's out there for the record, but also so we can use that information to put policies in place so this stuff never happens again. Doug, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it very much. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, Scott. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to you again.
You bet. So, you know, if somebody plopped out of thin air, never been here before, didn't know anything about what had happened, and just said, hey, Doug, tell me about that pipeline protest. What happened? What was the deal? How do you explain this?
Well, believe it or not, we've been asked that, or I've been asked that point blank by friends and business associates out of state, just exactly what is going on. And to sum it up, a bunch of innocent people got stepped on, got walked on, got threatened, and have had their lives turned upside down for the last year or so. And it hasn't been a very pleasant experience for the most part. It's been a real educational and a growing experience, but it hasn't been necessarily pleasant.
In the throes of this, in the middle of it, as it was happening, and we're hearing about, you know, law enforcement encountering protesters and, you know, cars leaving camps at all times of the day and night to do different protests. Walk me through what was typical, kind of what how your life was, and for other ranchers as well, what it was like in the middle of this.
Hearing the harassment and the threats that innocent people were given by whoever these protesters thought they were. Hearing stories of threats and stories of we're going to take care of your wife and kids, and that the abuse of innocent people just because they lived in the area, not even if they had anything to do with the pipeline, not if they had right-of-way crossing their property, just because they were in the area and the protesters decided that they were going to raise hell with anybody that they would encounter anywhere. And that's, I think, is the toughest and the hardest thing to try and wrap my arms around. Why would people just do that just to be SOBs? I don't understand that.
And what would they do? What kind of harassment, what kind of tactics would they use to do what you're describing?
Well, drive around, take pictures. We ourselves had pictures taken. We asked people to leave the area. Pictures were taken, the threats, the put on the Internet, that sort of thing. Other people had pictures of their family posted on their door saying, they're dead if you call the cops. People that were driving their vehicles past a protest, and they were jumped on and were detained, and the protesters wouldn't let them drive by until the police came. Just constant bickering and harassment. One ranch had people sitting on the fence saying, this is our property, not yours, and you should get out, not us. And, pulling up to a fence, tying a chain on, and driving off just to tear the fence down a mile from the pipeline. Things like that were commonplace. And there's so many of them, I'm sure somebody could write a book on just the harassment itself. And it would take a long time to read the book once you put all the stories together.
And obviously what you described would take a physical toll. It would take a mental toll. It would be difficult. And I know, I could see that in the eyes of folks and the concern for kids and everything else, that whole thing. But there's also a financial toll in that, right? And a disruption of your business model and being able to do what you do to make a living. I mean, many of these ranchers took a financial hit from all of this activity and the roads being shut down and all the rest, right?
Well, there's a lot of that. You had to drive extra miles to get to where you want. Some people didn't get their pastures grazed. Some people brought their cows home early and started feeding earlier than they would, all of which costs extra money. I know of two people that really don't know if they'll be able to make it by this year, and are working with their banks right now because they lost significant income because of crops they couldn't move on time and off-farm income that they couldn't capitalize on. And there's some young people that are really going to hurt out of this, and I certainly hope our governor steps in and helps some of these people. Many of us have suffered losses, but the younger folks who are just trying to get started and having being stepped on, it's sad to see those people pushed back against the wall and really with no place to turn because, production agriculture is a tough business to begin with, and add into the situation the outside forces that cause you to lose more money. There's just not that much profit in this business.
Yeah, federal government would have some culpability given the fact that they didn't enforce their rules and regulations related to those folks being on core land and then camping there. And of course, that's part of a larger debate that's going on as well. But, it's not uncommon to have disaster declarations, and that certainly was for the people you're describing.
Right. And some of us are exploring the possibility of lawsuits. The issue is, where do you go with a lawsuit? Who do you go against? Some information gets brought up on who's doing the paying and what's going on, There's a whole lot of obstacles to go over before we can even begin to go back. And what many of us are afraid of is as this thing settles down, we're going to, people are going to lose interest in it and our state officials are going to lose interest and not actively go after these people.
That won't happen. That won't happen as long as I have a microphone, I'll tell you that, because that's why we're doing this. And it can't be forgotten. For one, the truth isn't even out a lot yet. I mean, we haven't unearthed the truth of this whole thing from beginning to end and who was the source of a lot of funding for these people and everything. There's so much more to do. So that's why we're keeping this front and center, absolutely. Anything else you want folks to know, Doug?
At this point, I want to say the one thing that came out of there that really made it positive is we started getting together, and some of the greatest organizations we have in this area came together and helped us out tremendously to get the word out. You, for one, the Trent Luce people, North Dakota Farm Bureau, and the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, both of them put their hearts and souls into helping us and helping get the word out. And for many of us, that kept us going, knowing that there's people on the outside who really believed our side and tried and did push to get the real story out. That helped us tremendously.
And I have to tell you, with these people, I don't, there's no political agenda here. There's no, we don't like our neighbors at Standing Rock. We don't like people who don't like, pipeline infrastructure. It's simply about, being good neighbors and treating your fellow human beings right. That's all they're asking for, and that's not too much. Great report. Thanks so much. Doug Hilly, Morton County Rancher, our guest on another Dakota Access Pipeline Protest Radio History episode. We'll talk to Monica and Mandan when we come back. Jamie and Bismarck and Jeff on the road after
this. Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
I'm talking with Nate today from Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo. Nate, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Fantastic. Tell me about the installation process and what folks can expect from Inner Office Furniture and Design.
Yeah, we're really going to take care of you when it comes to the installation through the whole process. Whether it's going to be a home office or a large office complex, we're going to be with you from the beginning to the end. And we're going to be handling the project management. We do all the site verifying, make sure everything fits the way you want it, and definitely all the service and warranty needs afterwards.
We hear the term warranty thrown around a lot, but you have a real warranty. Tell folks when you say warranty, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's right. Herman Miller is actually an industry leader when it comes to warranty. They have a 12-year, three-shift, that's 24 hours a day warranty that includes all the parts and labors. A lot of other people are going to tell you they have a lifetime warranty, but when it comes to putting in a request, you find that everything that you want isn't covered. So it's really leaving you wondering why you bought it in the first place. So at Inner Office, we're really going to take care of you beyond the installation with chair repairs, whatever you have.
Thanks, Nate. Now remember, at Inner Office Furniture and Design, you have options. To find out more, give the team a call today, 232-3013, 232-3013. That's Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, or find them online at InnerOfficeFargo.com. That's InnerOfficeFargo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I think his version was better than yours, Todd. Yours sound like
what do you want from inner city Minneapolis, boy. We don't AE very well as, kind of a city boy, sorry. And I didn't choose to be born a city boy.
I'm a city boy, too. Don't apologize for being
Come on, you're a Montevideo boy. Give me that boy.
All of 5,000 people there.
It is, but you're closer to and all that than I am.
That's true. You're big Twin Cities crazy liberal. That's what you are.
No, I escaped that.
You did, huh? Yeah, I'm glad you did. Did you know that my friends at MyPillow now sell more than pillows? They are selling these Giza Dream Sheets. Oh, my gosh. These are the
sheets?
88 cotton fibers grown specifically for the highest levels of quality, softness, and durability. 100% certified extra long staple Giza 88 cotton and finished with a satin weave, I guess. Oversized with fully enclosed elastic hems, 18-inch extra deep pockets. They thought everything. Seven different colors. Lulu says, these are the only sheets I buy. Together with the pillows, I can't wait to get in bed because it's heavenly. Jenny says, best sheets I've ever owned. They actually breathe. No sweating anymore. Love, love, love. Barry says, these sheets are amazing. I've spent more money and received less quality with other sheets. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and you'll get the deal on the sheets. Just use the promo code Scott. The discount will pop up. 800-506-9028. And don't forget the pillows for graduation presents, wedding presents, the best. I was thinking of something during the break from our conversation with Doug Hilly from the Kona Access Pipeline Protest radio history series we're doing about, the help they're looking for. Rev, can you track down our Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring? I'm wondering if there's any state effort to go after this funding from the feds, something we've talked about with Wayne Stengem previously. I don't know where that's at. It just takes forever. I can't even believe it. But I know the state's working on a lawsuit, and at some point we're supposed to hear about it. So those wheels, Wayne has assured me in his office, trust me, Scott, it's happening, and the second we can tell you about it, we will. We know we're going to get that information to pass along, but maybe this is something separately that could be done. We'll try and track down Doug here and see if he can join us top of the next hour to answer that question. Monica and Mandan had a comment on the protests for our chat with Doug. Go ahead, Monica, you're up.
Oh, thanks, Scott. I want to thank people like Doug for coming forward because I think a lot of people in Morton County who were affected by the protest are afraid to do that for fear of retaliation and protesters coming back and making their lives miserable. And I sometimes wonder if it wouldn't be better from a resource standpoint, certainly not from a justice standpoint, but from a resource standpoint, if we didn't just forget about this and move on. But thank you for not letting this be forgotten. These people really want it from the public information, public relations standpoint. You had protesters that were coached on what to say. You had a hippie lawyer contingent that came in, was very experienced in these eco cases and really put the pressure on. And while we're moving forward with prosecutions, I think it's real interesting to watch what's happening from the judicial side of this. And I almost have to wonder if there hasn't been a mandate from the higher court level saying dismiss these cases, get rid of them, because, you know, the protesters made no bones about the fact that they wanted to bankrupt our court system. And we've got a surrogate judge, I believe, he's a retired judge from Dickinson that's hearing a lot of these cases in Morton County. I really don't think Morton County is getting any help in the ongoing prosecution of these cases. It's bankrupting Morton County. There's another story here about, you know, is this really justice? And moving forward,
those are all good questions, Monica. By the way, we've asked the state's attorney to come on countless times and not have the chance. And maybe Cody Schultz could come back on again. I think we have him scheduled for one of these anyway. But specifically to this court story, needs to be told. There's no doubt about it because it's another sliver. So we've offered and they've kind of declined, and I don't know exactly.
I think I have a little bit. I'm not a lawyer, so. But think about it. If you're a lawyer and you come on and you're critical of the judiciary and you have to go before a sitting judge or a judge that's hearing your cases, what kind of ramifications are there? You're not going to be too likely to speak out.
Yeah. I'm just talking about more from the process of the cost and how this thing has gone and on that front. I'm going to squeeze in one more call before the end of the segment here.
A lot of people don't know that office, up until just recently, only had three attorneys. I believe they now have four. But with the overwhelming number of cases, over 700, in a case that, in an office that normally handles around 1,400 criminal cases per year, plus all the civil work for Morton County. They're stretched for time.
No, these are all good points, Monica. You raised some very good points, but I just think you're right. That sliver right there, just on, how this was all designed with the court system and everything else, and the people with the wads of money bailing them out, and then they come right back in. All needs to be told. Glad you pointed it out, and we'll continue to try and get somebody to talk. Jamie, you're next, I promise.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits, too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildare, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.